Hey, hello. Before I get into like talk about like the main thing that I wanna get into like the main thing that I wanna do of this recording, first I would like to apologize for not posting a lot. You know, there has been a lot of like problems recently. I had recorded a lot, but when I listened back to see, like, you know, to kind of like hear what I say and everything, like some of the audios were a bit sad, and it was basically just me talking about like my own problems. And then while I was listening to them, I was just like, well, this is great and all, but like people come to PTA to be comforted, not to hear other people's concerns. So I was like, yikes, maybe I shouldn't post it. So, And there were two recordings. No, well, one was already done and another one was actually like a plan. The one that I did was me building the terrace house, opening New Door's house in The Sims 4, and doing like a little playthrough of it with like 6 Sims, and you know, kind of like creating my own little terrace house. So I had recorded that and was gonna post it the next day, but the very next day, news about the tragedy that happened in like the current season of Terrace House like came, and I decided that I shouldn't post the audio of me building and, you know, recreating Terrace House, because during that recording I had talked about how I talked about throughout all seasons of Terrace House, I discussed some things that was going on in there, and I don't know, it doesn't feel right to talk about it. And even like, I was actually planning to do a recording of me ranking the Terrace House members just for fun, but no, I don't know. It's a bit difficult for me to look at the show as something that is something that I can enjoy because of what happened. So yeah, those recordings were like scrapped, unfortunately. Yeah, it was a real shame as to what happened to Hannah. She did not deserve what she got, and I hope that, you know, that we all have learned from this situation. Although humanity seems a bit bleak right now because of everything that's going on, I don't know, like, it's very difficult to kind of be happy when there are so many bad things happening around. It's like, you're kind of like, when we were still like still in the mindset of like the pandemic and like, you know, staying at home, like we kind of were protected by like this little bubble, you know, because it feels like there was like the concept of time didn't exist anymore. There was only day and night, and you know, people were like more concerned about like, you know, how their daily life has been affected. Some of us have been some problems that some of us have resurfaced, and we're trying to deal with that, all that kind of stuff. And then with like the current riots and protests, like we're brought back to like the reality that, you know, we had set aside for a while now. And I think it's just kind of like a bad time for everyone. So I'm sorry, like my throat is dying a little bit for some reason. I think I didn't drink enough water, but it'll be okay. So I was thinking that even though it is hard to like find happiness, you know, PTA is somewhere that people can come to for comfort, and you know, to kind of just like set aside like the troubles for the day, because we're always like bombarded with news that even though we should see it, like we may not want to see it at a point in time, or we don't want to see it all the time, you know. And I'm sure everyone's online, like, you know, social media presence, no, social media has been like flooded with all these things. And I would kind of like to take your mind away from that for a bit. So I am going to be reviewing every single album that I have. Well, nice segue into that, right? Hey, so I have three criterias. My English is not good. Okay, there are three things that make a good album, okay? And this is my review, so it's gonna be my criteria. Firstly, packaging. Quality of packaging is very important. Like type of paper they use, how the album is packaged, you know. How durable is the album? Can it be like broken easily or whatever, dented, etc., etc. That is one, that's about 10 points. Second one is concept. Concept-wise, does it have like a strong concept? Does the album have like a strong concept? You know, does it stick to that concept? Out of 10 points. Thirdly are the songs. Song-wise, you know, well, this is also again personal bias, so like you're gonna hear a lot of that later, especially with the Day 6 albums. Yeah. Okay, actually no, there will be a fourth one. Fourth one is cohesiveness. This is like another 10 points. So, cohesiveness is basically like how well like these three things come together to form like one nice whole album. I probably shouldn't have included that, but you know I'm gonna include it anyway. So yeah, I am gonna get a note thing so that, yes. Okay, so, okay, wait, hold on, review, yes. We are gonna start with my Western albums first. I'm not sure whether I'll be able to get through all my albums today, but we will try. Maybe I should do this on my laptop. I don't think we're gonna be able to finish everything by today, but judging from my pace, I don't think I am. Okay, let me just do some things. I've been playing Mystic Messenger recently, so that's fun. Okay, another story, pretty fun. Can't give a full review yet. We'll do so some other time, if the time ever comes. Anyway, let's start. Alright, so I have my first stack of albums here. Some of these are like burnt CDs, so. Yeah, the first one's a burnt CD is the Click 5's Modern Minds and Pastimes. This doesn't count because my friend burnt this for me for my 16th birthday, I think. Love her a lot. Thank you so much for this. I've listened to it twice because I don't have a CD player anymore. But I am very thankful for the fact that you took the time to burn this for me. It was a very meaningful gift and I will treasure it for the rest of my life. So that doesn't count. Okay, first one that we have is High School Musical 1. Yeah, High School Musical 1. I took out High School Musical 3 for some reason. So I'm just going right here, HSM. HSM 1. And packaging is P. Concept is CO. Songs is S. And cohesion is C. Okay. Hopefully I can remember that. So packaging wise, this is like your standard plastic part, plastic case for a CD, you know, very standard. There's like a little like lyric booklet, you know. I mean, overall it's like okay, the CD has like two chairs printed on it, it's like on the stage, so it's like theater, etc. Yeah, so I don't know, like this is okay, like packaging wise, like sure, you know, I'll give it a pass. You get a 5. Okay, concept. I mean, there's not much to say. It's literally a movie, so I like the writ, I guess. I mean, it doesn't do anything exciting for me, so I'm very sorry, but you only get a passing mark, which is a 5. Songs wise, okay, I do love all the songs in High School Musical 1. I think that's one of the albums where I actually one of the very few movie tracks that where I like all the songs. So you get 10 for songs. Overall cohesiveness, I mean, there's nothing much to say, you get a 6. I'll give it a 6 because, like, you know, it's good, but it's not that great. It gets a bonus point because of the songs that are pop. Bop to the top. Yeah. So in total, you just have 1, gets 5 plus 5 is 10, and plus another 10 is 20, so you get 26. 26 points. What a contender. Next is High School Musical 2. I hate the packaging for this. Firstly, it's a paper cover. Like, paper bends very easily. I don't like that. The inside is another plastic one. So, I think it's like 2 discs. Yeah, it is 2 discs. I mean, it's okay, but like, you get a 4 because of... Yeah, because of the paper thing. Concept wise, I mean, very cool. I do like the design on the CD where it has like full of like Sharpay's doodles. So you see like Star Dazzle and like the drawing of an iPod and all that kind of stuff. Lyrics book is basically the same thing with more beach vibe. So you get a 5. Songs wise, okay, High School Musical 2 was not my favorite. But they do have very iconic performances. Oh my god. Yeah. Sharpay's version of... I was gonna say You Belong With Me, but You Are The Music In Me is iconic. We love it. Bet On It, also very iconic. What Time Is It? Summertime. It's Our Vacation. Always Say It. Very iconic. Humu Humu. You know what? They have a lot of iconic songs, but just because they're iconic doesn't mean it's... it's something that I would listen to all the time. It's more of like when I hear it, I'll sing it, but when I don't hear it, I don't care about it. So I think this gets like a 7, a strong 7, a cultural reset, as some might say. I'm joking, I don't know what I'm saying. Cohesiveness, it's very BG, I will not deny, so I would say this has a very strong, like, the overall vibe of this, like, you know, like the cool blue colors and like the little dazzle, the little doodles, the dazzle, it's all very summery, and that is what this movie is about. So cohesiveness, I'll give it a strong 7. So 4 plus 5 is 7. 7 plus 7 is 14. 4 plus 5 is 9. So 9 plus 14 is 23. Sorry, pages 7-2, not today. Now, High School Musical 3. The same thing, you know. We're back to like the plastic cases. Alright, it's pretty white, you know. It's very minimalist. Are there 2 CDs? Oh, there are, but there we go. Okay, yeah, it's the same. And then in the very back, you have like a little... Oh, I don't remember what these were called. Superlatives, I think? Like, the most likely to? Yeah, you have those. Yeah. Okay. But, like, this whole, like, 2 CD thing, it feels a bit flimsy, I must not deny. So... I'll give you, like, a 4.5 for packaging. Concept-wise, like, it's very minimalist, it's very clean. Yeah. Like, I don't know, this ain't right. This don't feel right. So I'm giving you a 4. Songs. Okay, High School Musical 3 is such an entertaining movie. You know, this is what I thought my graduation would always be like. That I'd throw some crazy musical and graduate with that. I do think that they have the best songs in terms of, like I could listen to this and treat it as like a song of its own as opposed to a Disney original movie track, you know? So this one gets a 10, which means I'm gonna bump down High School Musical 1 from 10 to a 9 because it doesn't have that kind of feeling. So High School Musical 1 gets 25 points. Cohesiveness, I mean, it's kind of cohesive, but it doesn't fare that well, so I'm gonna give it a 5. So we have 15 plus 8.5, 23.5. Okay, so our winner amongst the High School Musicals is number 1, of course. Okay, now we have 5 Seconds of Summer. This is the Don't Stop EP, signed. Yeah, that's all it is. It's a very thin EP. There's stickers, which I didn't use because I can't bear to use it. Yeah, like, I don't know. Packaging is okay. It's a little bit cracked. I didn't buy this, actually. One of my friends, she won it in a radio contest, but she doesn't like Five Sauce. So she was just like, hey, I know you like Five Sauce, so do you want this? And I was just like, sure. So, yep. But, like, crack aside, like, I don't know. Yeah, it's just that. Like, I don't think, like, this is that great. Concept-wise, like, has Rare Purple, which I don't really mind, but they're severely whitewashed, which I don't like. So, firstly, packaging, I'm gonna give it, like, a... Hold on, don't stop. Okay. I'm gonna give it, like, a 4. Concept-wise, also a 4. Sorry. Songs-wise, we have Don't Stop, Rejects, Try Hard, If You Don't Know, all good songs. I'm giving it a 10. Cohesiveness? Kind of not. I don't know. I'm on the fence. I'm giving it a 5. Okay, so that is 18 plus 5, which is 23. Don't Stop EP gets 23. Next, we have One Direction's Up All Night album. Once again, don't really like the sliding paper thing. I mean, it's cardboard, so it's a little bit more durable, but there are obvious, like, you can see that it's a worn album. yeah, it comes with, like, the little postcard things with all the members. This is disgusting. No, I hate this. I can't believe, like, I wanted to, like, pair these on and put these on my wall at one point. Like, I hate it. But yeah, inside the CD, plastic, same plastic. Hard plastic, red color disc. Kind of like a photo book, not too bad. Okay, I'm just gonna write Up All Night. And packaging, I mean, it's not bad, like, the quality is, like, overall okay. I just don't like the sliding thing, the cardboard sliding thing, so I'm gonna give it, like, a 6. Concept-wise, it's not really Up All Night. It's just them having fun. They're literally at the beach. There are no night shots in this. And does not stay true to what the album tells me. So I'm giving it a 4. Songs. Bops. It's been a very long time since I've listened to this album. But I can probably sing every single song when it comes on the radio. So, and I'll know it, like, word for word. So, I'll give it a 9 because I don't think it's godlike quality. Because Save You Tonight is still a cringy ass song. Save You Tonight, Na Na Na, and I Should Have Kissed You are so annoying as songs. Okay? But wait, where is it? Oh my god. Was it not this song? I Want is a fucking bop. So I'm gonna give it a 9 because there are annoying songs in this album. Cohesiveness, I mean, like, it's like, okay, you know, it doesn't really suit the theme or anything. I'll give it a 5. So One Direction has 6 plus 4 is 10, 10 plus 9 is 19, 19 plus 5 is 24. Somehow this doesn't feel right, but, like, you know, we don't got a choice. Next, we have Youngblood Five Sauce by Five Sauce. This is the Target version. This is Ashen, No, I got the one with Ashton. I actually have two of these. One is the just the normal version, the other one's the Target exclusive. I initially bought like the normal one off Carousel for like $10. And I was telling myself that I need to get the album, I need to get the album. I want like the full collection, you know? Like at least for like albums and not like EPs or anything, because I think EPs are a bit of a waste of money, because like, they sell it for like $21 at like a normal CD store, and I'm just like, they ain't worth it, like four songs ain't worth it. So I told myself I only get albums. And but I went to America last year and we managed to go to Target, so and I was looking at the shelves and I was thinking like, oh my god, it's no longer here, I am fucked. But it's okay, I will console myself with like this normal version. So I went to the sales girl and I was just like, hi, do you guys have like the Young Blood album by 5 Seconds of Summer? And she checked the shelves and she was just like, okay, it's not there. I'll go to the back and see whether there's any for you. And she went to the back and she brought up two of the Young Blood CDs with Ashton on it, and she was just like, these are the only ones that we have. It's okay. And I was just like, I will take it, okay? I really wanted the Callum album, the Callum one, because I think his color scheme looks the best, but Ashton's one is also not that bad. So honestly, I would have taken anyone but Luke's, because I already have Luke for Sounds Good Feels Good, and we'll get into that later. So I'm gonna be judging the Young Blood album together, because they're essentially the same songs. Okay, no, wait. Packaging, like, pretty average, both hardcover plastic, you know. Really love the striped CD that they have. It's actually really cool, I must not deny. So, that for me. So, okay, wait, Youngblood, I'm just gonna write YB. I am gonna give that a... I'll give it a 5 for packaging, it's not good or bad, so, yeah. Concept wise, I love it. They use very trippy colors for this. They use a lot of neons, you know, and very saturated colors, and I think it really kind of like shows you what the sound was going to be. It's kind of like psychedelic in a sense, even though they don't really have any like psychedelic music in this, aside from maybe Woke Up in Japan, where you feel like you're floating. But I do think that they did capture the essence of kind of being in the limbo in this album. So concept wise, I'm gonna give them a strong 8. It's not I'm not giving it full marks, because man, it really is just it's just that. You know, song wise, 10 out of 10. I love this album so much. Love this album. I really need to get what's your latest album called? The one, I keep thinking Rit Does It, because like that's the song that I keep listening to, but 5 Sauce. What was it called? Oh no, this is, oh, Calm, right. Fucking stupid. Yeah, I do like this, I really like this album. I really need to get Calm at one point. Hopefully I can still get a Target version, but I don't think that's happening anytime soon. So yeah, concept, a strong 8. Next song, songs. So I'm giving songs a 9. Some of it I don't really listen to that often. Better Man, like, I appreciate the sentiment behind it. I love the Michael vocals, but I don't know, it's just not like my favorite song. But this was a very good comeback album for 5 Sauce, especially since they were out of the spotlight for like 2 years, I think. Like, wait, Sounds Good Feels Good came out in 2015. Yeah, and then they went on tour, and then 2016, and then this came out in like 2018. Yeah, so it was like about two, three years, and this was such a good album. Like, it was so worth it. Cohesiveness, I'm gonna give this a strong 9, because I love like how the concept, the colors and everything fit the song so nicely. And you know, packaging is not like the best, but I'll let slide for this one, because this is such a good album. So Youngblood gets 9 plus 9 is 18, 18 plus 8 is 26, 26 plus 5 is 31. Wow, highest one we have so far, but we haven't gone to the Korean albums yet, so like we haven't hit the lowest or the highest, I'm pretty sure. Okay, next one we have Sounds Good, Feels Good. This is Luke's. It has like the little, it has like a plastic slider, but because it's plastic and not cardboard or paper, this doesn't get bent or anything. And I really love like the little drawings that they have on the plastic cover so that you can see it on like the actual like hard case disc thing. I'm not making any sense, but it doesn't matter because this is my review. I'm sorry, I'm being a bit of a bitch. I really like this album for what it is. Very relevant at the time, and even now I'm pretty sure people still think of some of the songs here as like an anthem. Hey Everybody, Money, Permanent Vacation, songs like Waste the Night, Vapor, still very good. Okay, Sounds Good, Feels Good, Sounds Good, Feels Good. Okay, packaging lines, I would give this a 6. Yeah, like I'm not like impressed or anything. You know how like in hardcover CDs, like, you know, like the little booklet, and then you have to like kind of like shimmy it out, like the little plastic like nubbins, to get it out, and then like try to put it back, you have to kind of like press down on like the little book so that you can fit it. Like, I hate doing that, which is why like these hardcover ones really aren't getting any, hard plastic ones aren't getting any like higher scores. It's because of that. So yeah. What is next? What is next? Concept. Concept. This was pretty good. Like, it really was like Fuck the Rich, you know. No. Yeah. Okay, but it was kind of ironic because I, yeah, fucking rich, so. I don't know, I think at that point in time I was just like, yeah, like, screw the system, and then now I'm just like, I am part of the system, and I don't know how to get out, even though I know it's bad for me. So, yeah. Concept-wise, like, it's a very noisy album, but in a good way. Like, it's very loud and everything, and the colors for, like, all versions are very bright. And it's very in your face, which is really nice to look at. Like, this is one of like my favorite albums to look at, actually. So I will give it, oh, I don't think it's, the concept is as high as Youngblood, so I'm gonna give it a 7. Okay, songs wise, I'll give it an 8. Yeah, it's like, I would think that like every album that Five Songs releases is like the best album ever, and then I look back on it and compared to the new ones, I'm just like, no, you ain't it, honey. Why do you say honey like that? Okay, cohesiveness, overall very cohesive. You know, the bright color, so like the songs, I think that's what Five Songs does very well. Like, they have a theme and they stick to it, and like even for their videos, like they take on like kind of like the same vibe for everything. So cohesiveness, I will give it a strong 9 because I agree. Sounds Good, Feels Good. 6 plus 7. Okay, wait, 6 plus 8 is 14. 14 plus 7 is 21. 21 plus 9 is 30. Not bad. Sounds Good, Feels Good, not bad. Okay, next we have Fire Sauce, the self-titled album. This is a different, I'm very happy about it. It's like a little flip book thing, thingamabob. My only problem. What is this? Wait, hold on, I'm like, oh no, I'm not discovering things I've never seen before, but okay, basically, like, the cover, yeah, it's all paper with like hard plastic in the middle to handle the disc. But at the very side, like, you can see like pictures of the boys, and like, you have these little flaps where you can open up to like get the poster and the lyric book. The lyric book is easy to get out, but like this poster thing, I'm like terrified of ripping the thing. So, it is prettier, I will not deny. I really like how, yeah, I quite like this album. Like, this, like, packaging wise, I like it. It is a little bit creased because it is paper, but I do prefer this over the, what do you call it, like the hard plastic ones. So self-titled, I am gonna give packaging like a strong 7. My only problem is getting the poster out of like the little flap. So yeah. Concept wise, I said they have a very good concept. I don't know how many things, like, I just love how the songs that they have match like rather like the album art matches like the vibe of the songs. Like here it's like very chaotic but very childish and playful, you know. My only jab at this is that they're very whitewashed. Like, I don't like it. Callum is white in this album. I do not like it. So I would give this a strong concept voice. Yeah, I'll give this about like a 7. Okay, songs. They do have iconic songs, but I do cringe when I listen to some of them. 18, Kiss Me, Kiss Me. Good Girls, a little bit. I still love Heartbreak Girl. I still love Amnesia. I still love Everyday I Didn't Say. She Looks So Perfect, it's kind of weird. So, songs-wise, I think I'll give this like a 7. Cohesiveness is like really good, I will not deny. So I think I'll give this a 9. Like, is it 5 stars albums? Like, they have a concept and everything in that album fits that concept really well. Like the songs and like the art and everything. We stand. So 7 times 3 it is 21, right? Yeah, 21 plus 9, 30. Wow. Not bad, 5 stars, not bad. I have a bunch of Taylor Swift albums, but these are all concert albums and I kind of don't want to go through them. Taylor Swift, I Love You, I don't know. You don't hold a place dear enough in my heart for me to like do one for this. So, and we're also like half an hour into this and I don't want to keep dragging this out. Okay. I have one more Western album, which is the One Direction yearbook for Take Me Home. It's a limited edition. Now, it's like a blow book. It's matte. Okay, like smooth matte. I love it. It looks like a little travel diary thing. My only problem is that like the disc is in like a fucking cardboard shit. I hate it. Like, it's pretty much wedged in. Like, the disc can't really fall out, but I have a fear of the disc falling out. When I'm taking out the CD, I have a fear of like ripping the cardboard. So I hate that. It's like it's a nice compilation of them with the fans. I love like this like spine, which is like hardcover, because I don't have to worry about the spine getting like creased, like, you know, like in the middle. So love that. I love this packaging. I'm gonna write Take Me Home. You get a 9 for packaging. Yeah. Concept wise, it's very cute, you know. Like, very travel-esque. Love like all the inclusion of like pictures of fans, you know, it's very homely and everything. The pages do get a bit stuck together, I don't like that, but that's why we give it a 9. Concept-wise, I think, yeah, I mean, it's okay, I'm not like thoroughly impressed by it, but it does encapsulate like, you know, the whole idea of a yearbook, so I'll give it a strong 9. Actually, no, I take that back. I'm giving it a 7. songs. I mean, this is an okay... I mean, I can sing everything. I'm just not as impressed with the songs here as I am with Up All Night. So I'll give this a 7. Cohesiveness. Well, the songs don't really... I mean, like, it's all, like, fun and party pop. And, you know, kind of, like, travel-esque, but... Okay, fine. When I think about cohesion, yeah, that's kind of true. That's what being cohesive is. Like, everything follows one theme, so I'll give it an 8. I'm just not very impressed by it. So, 14. 7 plus 7 is 14. Plus 9 is... I suddenly can't... 23. 23 plus 8 is... 31. Everyone listening to this is just like yelling out the numbers at me. It's just like, it's 31, and I'm just like, I don't know. Okay, I think I'm gonna start with my Bangtan albums. Okay, I don't have all the Bangtan albums. I only have the one starting from like Love Yourself. So we're gonna start with Love Yourself Her. This is the Taiwan version. All the Love Yourself albums are basically gonna get like the same score for packaging. except for answer, like that one's gonna get like a lower score because that one creases very easily and it's very visible when it creases. So when they have like this paper, like sliding thing, I hate it because the album itself is very thick. Okay, there's like a photo book, and inside the photo book, they stuff it with like photo cards and like the little standee, and you also have the CD, and you also have like a small book of like called like the most beautiful moment in life notes, okay, which also take up space. So when you're trying to like put it back into like the sliding thing, it's fucking hard. The CD, I really like it. It's just on like, it's literally on a piece of cardboard, but it's quite sturdy, and there is like it's pretty, this is pretty much sunken in so that you won't accidentally scratch the disc, which I appreciate. Thank you, Big Hit. photo book wise, oh god, yeah, okay, wait, these first. The notes, I've never actually like read these because they're all in Korean and I can't read Korean, and to be very honest, I don't really care about the notes. It's a stapled booklet though, so the Taiwan version has Chinese versions of the lyrics and a huge ass photo card, like it's like the size of my hand basically, as opposed to like a little like ID card. So thank you, Taiwan. They have really pretty stickers that I can't bear to use, so I don't know why I'm showing it up like that, like no one can see this other than me, so yeah, I love that. This really adds to like to it. Yeah, it's like the beautiful flower with like the little silver, like the little, I don't know, like the rainbow silver thingamabob. My problem with this is that when I open up to look at the photos, I kind of become a bit careful because I feel like I'm gonna crease, I don't know, I feel like I'm gonna like bend something too much, and I hate that for my album, so yeah. Okay, so packaging, hold on, LY, which one are you? Her. I'm just gonna write LYH. Packaging, it's like okay. I don't know, I really don't like I don't think this is very well thought out, so I'm gonna give it a 7. Concept wise, like this is a pretty much like fun album. I got like the photo book with the arcade, which is very, you know, very fun. My only problem is that the arcade pictures are whitewashed as fuck, so 7 for a concept. Song wise, not my favorite track list, I will not deny. If any of you are armies out there, don't like, please stop. Like I know everyone has their own preferences, it'd be like that. This is not really my favorite, but it does have party songs which are always fun to listen to, but when it comes to like the soul, it ain't hidden, at least not for me, so I'll give this a 7 as well. It's decent. Overall cohesiveness, I mean, it's a very pretty album, very white, it's very fun, and you know, the message does tie to like kind of being, this has a very confident vibe to it, which I really like, so I'll give this an 8. Now here comes the struggle of putting this back into like the cover. Like I don't like it, you know, I have to like kind of angle my album and like slowly slide it back in. There's like a little crease in the cover because I can never put this back right, like, and I'm being as careful as I possibly could, so like I really don't like it. Like I mean, it's full enough in the sense where like it doesn't slide out too easily, but if I'm not wrong, the subsequent album, some of it, I think with here, like it's not thick enough, so it slides out really easily, and I hate that because like it just like the photo book ends up bumping against the floor, or I end up damaging something, and I hate it. Hate. 7 times 3 is 21. 21 plus 8 is 29. Love yourself, her, you get 29 points. Okay, next, love yourself tier. This is my favorite album in this series. I love the concept for this so much that I bought 2. Like I bought Y and R. Y is the one where they're at like the desert, Okay, yeah. It was clear. This one flies out fucking easily. I hate it. Yeah, same thing, you know. Yeah, it's basically the same thing. Book is thick as fuck, but yet, you know, it really be like that. Photo cards are like normal size now. We got Namjoon, we love him. Yeah. I love the concept for this because there's something very melancholic about it. And I love sad things for some reason, so. I've been liking sad things a lot. Yeah. I especially love version R because it's the one where they're like in like little double denim, like denim jacket, or rather denim shirt and denim jeans. And it's like shots of them in tears. Like, there's something so sad about this that makes me like, I don't know. I really like this. I really like this album. I love this concept. So, Love Yourself tier, firstly packaging 7, because actually no, I'm gonna give this a 6 because it's like so easily. Concept wise, I'm gonna give it a strong 10 because like all the concept photos for this one were like absolutely beautiful. Like it really fit the theme of like tear very well. Like it was read as like tear or tear and everything, you know. It really kind of like had, it was like turbulence, kind of. That's how I felt. Songs wise, love it. I'll give it a 9 because there are some, yeah, a couple of songs which I'm just like, eh, okay, it's alright, but like I'm not like loving every single song. But it's a very good album. Cohesiveness, I would give this a 10 actually. Like the black, I mean, firstly, like the album is like black and color for like the melancholy. Concept photos and the songs, everything like goes well together to form like one cohesive album. So I am gonna give this a 10 for cohesion. So that means we have 29 plus 6, which is 35. This is probably the highest so far. Okay, now to put these things back because and I'm gonna hate myself for it. Why are these so hard to put back? You come out so easily, but you take so long to go back in. No, I hate it. Okay, I still have one more to do. Why do you take both out? Okay, I've been recording for like 43 minutes. Like, this is too long. And I still have 26 hours to do. Okay, yeah. My Love Yourself tier album has like a bunch of like little creases at like the corners and I hate it so much. Okay, and this has happened because like the album just like slides out, no, and just like bump against the floor and it's like that gets damaged so easily. I hate it. Okay, lastly, Answer. Okay, to be very fair, I don't really remember this album. They changed up the packaging. What they've done is put the slot the CD into like a little groove in the book, which I fucking hate. Okay, concept pages are very nice, like, you know, Answer, it's like, you know, you've really finally reached the treasure. Okay, firstly, packaging, I fucking hate this holographic shit, like, creases so fucking easily, it bends so easily, hate it. I'm giving this a 4, like, straight off the bat, 4. It's pretty to look at, but it's a pain in the ass practically, for practical reasons, so. Yeah, you're getting fucking 4. Yeah, concept photos, I really like it. The one that I got was E, which is the one where like you're in the glass domes. Yeah, I would say that this one fits the little dreamy mood a little bit more. This concept fits the dreamy mood a bit more, but if we take into account like the rest of the concept pictures, like it's, I wouldn't say it's like the most cohesive one. How should I say it? Like, they feel a bit disjointed and not in a good way. So concept wise, I'll give it like a 7. Like it's nice to look at and I kind of see what you're going for, but it's not my favorite. Yeah. Songs wise, this is basically like a repackaged album. if I'm being honest. Like, yeah, and it's like, let's see, Euphoria, Just Dance, Seesaw, True Love, Epiphany, Inferno. I mean, yeah, there's some extra songs, but ultimately it's the same. I don't know, this doesn't really feel like, this doesn't really give me an answer or like a conclusion. I mean, kind of, I don't know. I'm on the fence about this one. Giving it a 5, I'm sorry. Like, because I don't want to give it a higher score because I know that majority of the songs that I like on this album are already in previous albums. Yeah, I'm giving, okay, you know what, I'll give it a 6 because like the new songs are not that bad. So everyone listening to this is just like, oh my god, like this is the worst review ever, and it's just like, you're right, but what are you gonna do about it? Okay, cohesiveness, I'm gonna give this like a 7 because all this did was just like, I mean, it did round up everything, but I don't know, I feel that especially since like this is like the last one in the series and it came after Tiara, which was such a well put together album, this was a bit of a letdown. So I'm giving it a 7. Like, it's decent, but I wish they could have done more, and I'm very disappointed that they didn't do more, and I fucking hate this packaging. Like, the book is thick and like, gotta be careful, but like, not crazy. Like, this one, okay, yeah, this is the hardest one to like put in. Okay, there we go. Because of this, I'm like seriously considering bumping it down to a 3.5. You know what? Yeah, I'm giving it a 3.5. Okay, so 7 plus 7 is 14, 14 plus 6 is 20, 23.5. This, wow, lowest one that we've had in a while. Okay, next one, Map of the Soul Persona. I'll be honest, I don't like this album. Everyone's just like, what? Actually, I don't know, I'll look at the track list again. Okay, this time they've learned from their mistakes, I'll agree. So like, you know, like the little cardboard thing that they added as an inclusion, now they've stuck it onto like the little, so it's like a little flip book, like you open it and there it is, so it feels a bit more durable. Of course, like, the fucking packaging is still fucking paper, which I hate, and the book is slowly sliding from like the, like there's like a little holder, it's like, okay, like a book cover, you know, and you slide the book out to look at everything else. So yeah, what I like about this one is that they give you like a little foam strip, which is really cute, so that earns some points. Packaging wise, I mean, it's not my favorite, but it's definitely a step up from the Love Yourself ones. Photo book, I mean, it doesn't feel like I'm creasing the spine too much anymore. Like, I can open it like as like wide as I need to view all the pictures. I don't have to be too careful with it. So, Mott's P. Packaging, I will give this an 8. Because it's definitely much better than the monstrosity that is Love Yourself. But okay, you know what? Love Yourself is not a monstrosity. I'll tell you the real monstrosity later. It's the next album. That will be the lowest one. Concept wise, I mean, this was all about like, this album was about like rediscovering yourself, you know? I had chosen the one where it's like pictures of them, like the little film things, which are really cute, you know? Okay, when I think about it, like, this is okay, but like, I'm not like wild or anything. Like, the pictures are cute, but like, I'm not like, oh my god, you know, like I was with the Tiara ones. So okay, yeah, I'll give this a 6. I don't think it's that great. Songs wise, I think I listened to this album the least. I listened to Boy With Love and Dionysus. I mean, it's not a bad album, I just, I don't know, it's just not my style of music. So alright, I'll give this a 4. I'm sorry. cohesiveness.
I do think that this album had lost itself a little bit. Like, it's pretty and it's a nice pink color, very happy and everything. But I feel like they could have done so much more with this album, you know, and like the whole idea of like rediscovering yourself, you know, especially since the next one was about coming together. So yeah, I was disappointed in Persona, so, which is very unfortunate because I love the Persona series by Atlas, not Spawn. So cohesiveness, I'll give this a 5. Yeah. Okay, 8 plus 6 is 14. 14 plus 4 is 18. 18 plus 5 is 23. Mm. Yeah, really it does go down. It's okay, we're going to the Day 6 album soon, but before that, we have my most hated album of all time. Map of the Soul 7. Firstly, this album is unnecessarily big, okay? Like, it is bigger than my laptop, it's bigger than my textbooks, like why is it so big, okay? I mean, hardcover, sure, it's like a little box and everything, and then you open it up, and on one side, you just have like the little styrofoam thing, and then to like secure the disc on, and I'm just like, what the fuck is this shit, like... Like, no, okay? Like, and everything is kind of, it's like a little, like, I don't know. Like, this feels like a season's greetings box instead of, like, an album. And, yeah, it just feels like unnecessary space because, like, you have so many, like, loose items everywhere and it's, like, not cohesive or anything. I don't like this. Like... Yeah, you have like a booklet just for lyrics. You have like a colouring page, which is kind of cute, but I can't bear to use it. There are like stickers as well. You know, and the photos, oh my god, the photos, they are such low quality. Like, okay, according to, like, okay, I read about this on Twitter. Like, the paper that they use is like, it's like recycled paper, okay, and you know, honestly, like, props, like, thank you for, you know, using, like, for, like, trying to, like, save the environment and everything, but I feel like this wastes, like, the most amount of resources with how ridiculously big this is. Like, okay, if you had made, like, the Persona album, okay, but, like, the pages were recycled paper, I wouldn't have minded, you know? And because it was recycled paper, like, the pages were very green, like, the pictures were very grainy, and I understand what they were trying to do by, like, enlarging the pictures so that you can use them as, like, posters, but because the pages are so flimsy, I don't want to put them up for the fear of tearing them. So this would have been better as, like, a photo book as opposed to posters. And if you want to do posters, you really should use, like, a glossier finish. The cover that is holding like the pictures together is also recycled paper, but it's very flimsy and it feels like it could tear. There's a sticker at the back of it, but I'm really scared of like peeling it off for the fear of tearing the paper itself. So like, this is like, it's like unnecessarily fragile. And considering the fact that this album is supposed to be like an album that is supposed to like bring, that's supposed to be kind of like a finale album, you know, it's like the seventh album in their seventh year, and the seven of them, you know, like, it's supposed to be a very symbolic album, but it's such a shame that the packaging of this album fucking sucks, okay? So I'm gonna give packaging for this a 1 because I really don't like it. Like, the quality isn't up to standard. Like, the quality has dropped so much. Like, I get what they were trying to do, but they really could have gone around this like better, and it takes up so much space for what, you know. Concept wise, like, the photos are pretty, you know. I'm thinking about it and I'm just like, yeah, it's okay. It passes. Okay, I'll give it a 7 because like, I don't think it's very bad, I just don't think it holds that much significance to me, but it's overall quite decent. Songs wise, this is still, yeah, the Map of the Soul series is not my favorite.
I will admit to that, and people think that I am not a fan of Bangtan because of this, but out of this album, I can't remember how many songs it has, but there are only two songs that I listen to like regularly, which are Shadow and Black Swan, because I think those are the two which are kind of like the essence of Bangtan. Shadow, Black Swan, and Ego. Like, those three songs, you know, like, they really kind of, like, show what Bangtan is. Even though the rest is, you know, a lot about, like, the story and, like, the journey that you've gone through. Like, because for me, it kind of sounds a bit generic, so I'm not, like, the biggest fan. So I would give this a 7 because, they are good songs. They're just not the best. And it's getting a major pull up from Shadow, Black Swan, and Ego. And also because, like, 7. Actually, no, you know what? I'm giving it a 6. Like, let's be real. Cohesiveness. I'm giving this a 2. For an album that is supposed to have to be kind of like a showcase, like, what achievements they've had so far and, like, the journey that they've come. From the journey that they've come from, like, this album does not do it justice. So I'm giving it a 2. Also, really bad packaging. Like, this really pisses me off. Like, when I saw it, I opened it and I was just like, this album fucking sucks. And the next day I went to my parents and I was just like, I regret buying this album. I bought it because I thought the pictures were gonna be nice and they're like grainy as shit. And the thing is, I got like the wrong album. I actually ordered like version 2, which is them just on fancy clothing. But the problem is that because the pictures are so grainy and blurry, and the pictures itself are really dark, like people said that like you can't actually really see like the members. So I'm just like, that is horrible. Like, didn't they test it first? Like, what the fuck is wrong with them? Anyway, we're moving on to day 6, the more happier things. So we have The Day, which is day 6's debut album. Same thing, Sliding, as like the High School Musical albums, but like this is a little bit harder to take out. Oh my god, I hate this. Okay, JYP's packaging. Okay, the packaging gets better for day 6, I realize, like as it goes on, like as the years go by, you know, with every album. Oh my god, why is this so big? Like, okay, so the photo book is separate from the disc. Like, yeah, packaging wise, like this is okay. Okay, like this paper here, it feels like recycled paper. I think it is recycled paper, but the quality is so much better. Like, the pictures are crisp, you know, and even though it has like the grainy look, like it fits the aesthetic. It doesn't ruin like the quality of the pictures because these are brightly lit, you know. So yeah, yeah, overall it's basically the same, honestly. My only thing I really don't like is like how tight it is. Look, okay, you can't tease me about this fucking Sliders, okay? Like, like, I hate it. So this gets a pass, so you get a 5. Concept wise, I mean, this is a debut album, but it does have a very homey and carefree vibe to it, which is, I'm pretty sure, what Day 6 is trying to go for in like their debut album. Because, and no, like, yeah, it's very carefree, even though only one song is like very carefree in this album. But they're all very happy sounding songs, even if they have like sad lyrics behind it. Concert, I'll give this a 7. Like, it's not bad, but like, you know, it's a debut album, so I think they were trying to play it safe. Songs, I live by these songs. I'm a huge My Day, I am biased, so they're getting a 10 for songs. Cohesiveness, it's, yeah, this is okay. I think I'll give this a 7. I realized I didn't put together my score for Mod 7. 1 plus 2 is 3, 3 plus 6 is 9, 9 plus 7 is 16. The Day, 7 plus 7 is 14, 14 plus 9 is 24, 24 plus 5 is 29.
Okay, another put it back, which I fucking hate. Oh, I can't wait to get to like good albums. How long is this recording for? It's almost an hour. I keep telling myself that like it's fine to like, you know, go over an hour because like there are some audios that go for like 2 hours, and then I realize that like they are like actual like comfort and like sleeping audios, and this is just like nonsense. So I hope that this is bringing joy to you somehow. Okay, next one I have the Unlock CD. I'm not gonna talk about this one because like honestly I don't know, like it's a very simple album. There's no photo book or anything. It's literally just a hard plastic case, and the CD has Sungjin's face on it. Packaging, I don't know. This is dull shit. I will not deny. I'm giving this a 4. Concept, there is no concept. There's no concept. You're giving a 3. Songs wise, we fucking love. So 10. Cohesiveness, I'm very sorry. It's been brought down, so I'll give it a 5. Okay, 15 plus 4 is 19. 19 plus 3, 22. Mod 7 with this. You see, this one at least passes, you know, right? But yeah. But I don't think they have a very big budget in Japan because their fan club is closing down. And I'm very upset because I'm part of the fan club in Japan, and now they're closing down, and I'm just like, I'm no longer part of the fan club. Okay, next one is Daydream, a very pretty album. We love it. Love like the little teal-like tone, the bluish-green tone that they have, because it's supposed to be like representative of like the ocean. Once again, photo book is separate from the disc. It's also a little slight thing, but this is like hard cardboard, so it's a lot sturdier. My only problem with this is that like the CDs can easily fall out. It's like I just tilted a bit and the CD will start to fall out, and I'm just like, I am not having any of this. Like, this is a fucking disaster. So packaging wise, I'll give this like a 6. Yeah. Yeah, because like firstly, aesthetics really pretty. Yeah. Really like the colors in this one. Concept is like the beach. It feels very idyllic, kind of. You know, it really does feel like a little daydream because like they're all on the beach. It's like grayscale pictures but with like hints of like blue. Which yeah. They really play around with like the blue green tones of this, and there are some like sunset pictures as well, which are really nice. It feels very carefree, you know, like yeah, it's just like, you know, a bunch of friends hanging out at the beach together, which I really like. So I will give this concept a 7. I like this. Let's see, songs wise. Did they not write it here? Why don't they fucking write it here? Me having to like sift through everything and just like, where are the songs? Okay, first time blood. Okay, I actually really like this album. I'm giving, yeah, no, 10. Why do I even doubt myself? Cohesiveness. Yeah, I would say that these songs are like very freeing. Like, it takes. Songs like First Time, Noah, Noah, Noah. And Sing Me, they are very cathartic to listen to. And songs like Blood, I Wish, and Hun, they're like, they're kind of disjointed but also not disjointed. Like, they're, I mean, it's a bit messy but kind of like a daydream. So cohesiveness, I quite like this. It's very, this has a very band sound to it, and I really like it. I will give this like a strong 7. Everyone thinking that I was gonna give a higher score, but no. Like, I knew that they can do better than this. One thing I am very happy is that they gave like all 5 of like the clear plastic sheet. So you can pretend like day 6 is walking along like your desk or something, and you hold it up. Yeah.
My students, right? I'm very tired. Should I save this for another day? No, we've come so far. I'm not gonna stop now. So, 7 plus 7 is 14, 14 plus 6 is 20, 20 plus 10 is 30. Dejun gets 30. What is the next one? Sunrise. Okay. Oh, I love the sunrise out. Instead of like a little flip or a slide thing, like it's like, it's like, you know, like a gift box where you open the top. Yep. So it's a, and it's like hot cardboard, very durable and everything. And I mean, I think it's a little bit difficult to like get out some of the items because like it's quite compact as an album, but I don't think it really hinders anything because you can kind of just like flip it over and slowly take it out. I love the photo cards for these, like they look like Polaroid. And I think they were taken with Polaroids and then just like digital. I don't know what I'm saying, but yeah. Yeah, I really like the style of this. I really like the style of like the Sunrise albums. Yeah, they're very pretty. Okay, like the hard cover, the hard plastic one, I mean, it really is nothing special. I don't really like the print that you have of like Sunrise on top of it. I'm just like, eee, like just let it be. I really like the photo book shoots for this. Like, these are like some of like the prettiest pictures. They literally took it during the sunrise, I think, and the sunset. But I think it's mainly sunrise. Yeah, they look more model-esque and it's more like professional and everything. But my only problem with this concept is that they have it's a bit too serious, especially for an album that is quite upbeat, because this is probably the Everyday Six project and the first half was actually very upbeat as opposed to the sister album, which is Moonrise, which we will get to later. So for Sunrise packaging, I will give this a solid 9. Concept, I will give it a 7. Yeah. It's pretty, but like songs at 10. Cohesiveness, I'll give it like an 8. Okay, so right now I have to think. 9 plus 7 is 16. 16 plus 10 is 26. 26 plus 8, 34. This is a very good album. I am getting hungry. I don't have my Entropy album, so I can't really say much for that, which is pretty sad. Okay, next one. The Moonrise album. I fucking hate these albums. Just like the Mod 7 albums, I think these are way too fucking big. You can literally hear the things shifting around in here. When you try to peel off the sticker at the back, like it just peels off like the little cardboard thing, and I hate it. Outfit styling is atrocious in these, even though they look good in it. It's just such a shame. Like, yeah. I love the photo strip one, the photo strip cards that they have. But yeah, like this is one of those albums that I feel like I need to be delicate with, and I don't like feeling delicate with my albums because like, oh, but one thing's for sure, like they put like the disc in like a little envelope, which I quite like. So let's stay. Yeah, the photo board and everything. Okay, look, everything is okay. I just don't like this like exterior paper like thing, which creases very easily. Like there's too much space, it's flimsy, and it doesn't hold the album well enough. But the photo book is high quality pictures. I would say that the concept for this is a lot better. But firstly, let's do the packaging. I hate this, so I'm giving it a 4 because it's not as atrocious as Mod 7. Like, I would rather have the Love Yourself albums as opposed to this Moonrise album. Like, this is horrible. Concept wise, I really like it. They really took, like, the pictures are very pretty. I will admit that the Silver Moon version, Gold Moon, is the pictures are a lot better. Like, I think, like, they really fit the contour a lot better than the Silver Moon one, even though the Silver Moon cover is prettier. So concept wise, while it is strong, like, the other album does pull, like, the quality down a bit. So I'll give this an 8 for a concept. Songs 10 out of 10. We love a sad album. Cohesiveness, I mean, overall it's quite cohesive. Like, even though there is, like, a bit of, like, a more melancholic vibe to it, there is also a sense of finality, because, like, this is the second half of Everyday Six project. And, you know, it really ended off well with I Like You. So cohesiveness, yeah, I think I'll give this an 8 as well. Actually, no, I think I'll give it a 9. Like, it suits a little bit better. Yeah, actually, no. Yeah, it's a 9. Me, and I can't make up my fucking mind. But yeah, I hate this packaging. I hate it so much. Like, you can't peel the sticker off to, like, do, like, the little slot in, and now, like, the sticker has lost its stickiness. So I don't know. I get very worried when I moved house. I already had this album, and I was so afraid about what was gonna happen to this album. Like, when I was moving, horrible things, honestly. Fuck, I couldn't, like, the fucking, yeah, they gave, like, these, like mini posters almost, which I've used for in, like, a cafe event. So I'm kind of grateful for that. But yeah, packaging still sucks. Sorry.
Okay,
Moonrise okay, 4 plus 8 is 12, 12 plus 10 is 22, 22 plus 9 is 31. Surprisingly, Sunrise did better. The packaging pulled it down. Okay, now we're getting into, like, better packaging things. We have the Shoot Me albums, oh my god. Nearly dropped them, but it's okay. Okay, packaging. I fucking love this. I'm giving it 9 out of 10 immediately. Hardcover, like, same thing, like, the cardboard is stuck onto, like, the hardcover thing, but there's, like, it's a bit sunken in so that, like, the disc doesn't get scratched. On the other side, it's a bit flimsy, which is why I'm not giving it, like, full marks. But basically, like, the book is slot in from the top, you know? It's not like a sliding from the holder or anything, so this doesn't actually fall out very easily. In terms of goodies, it comes with a temporary tattoo, so that really is a, like, huge win for me. The photo book itself is very nice, you know, you can flip through it very easily. You don't have to worry about, like, getting it creased or anything. I really like this. Putting it back can be a bit of a difficulty, but I think that's the only flaw with this, with the packaging for this. So 9 out of 10. Definitely. Shoot Me picture. Concept wise, it's supposed to be a bit more chaotic. I mean, like, judging from the title, chaotic. And it's part of, like, it's the first part of, like, their youth series. Pictures wise, I don't think it's particularly youthful. I'm not gonna. Everyone looking at me right now, just like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Then why the fuck you buy it? But okay, wait, let me just go through, like, the pictures once again. I haven't seen this in a very long time. Yeah, I know, it's just a bunch of guys hanging out seriously. I mean, they're nice pictures, you know. Very model and everything. I just, yeah, it's like the Sunrise album. Like, it's too serious for something so
there's something to be more of like the chaotic and youthful side of things. Yeah. So yeah, I'll give this more of like a 7. Songs, 10 out of 10. We already know this. Feeling Good, Talking To, Shoot Me, Somehow, Still, I'm trying to remember what the first song was. Warning, we love Warning. Yeah. Okay. So cohesiveness, I mean like it's okay. I'll give it like a 7. Okay, 9 plus 10 is 19, 7 plus 7 is 14, 19 plus 14 is 29 plus 4, so 33. Okay, I already know right off the bat, like, these next two albums, these, like, Remember Us, Youth Part 2 is a 40 out of 40. This one gets full marks for everything. These are a bit bulkier. I would say they're heavier, I will not deny. But hardcover, so the same. This one is also a slide out kind of thing. It's basically the same. Yeah, but they did improve on it a little bit because like it's not that hard to like take the book out. Like it's not as tight and it's not that difficult to put it back in as well, but it's still quite sturdy. Yeah, love the stickers that they have. Absolutely love the full book. Like this is, I love this album. Remember Us? Yep, 10. Okay. Concept wise, they've taken on like an 80s style. So, I think it's called Fast Forward and Rewind. Either way, both albums are fucking pretty. Like, the pictures, like, they really captured like the kind of 80s style. Like, the styling, the way the pictures are taken, like you get like these close-up black and white, close-up grainy black and white shots of them, and then you have like the more model ones where they have like pretty heavy makeup, yeah, like heavy and smokier makeup, and you know it just feels so editorial. Yeah, I love this concept, like. Love. Like, it just looks so good, you know? Like, this album is put together so well. So, 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10 for songs, and cohesiveness is also another 10 because, yeah, I think this is one of the albums where, like, everything, like, fit together really, really well because their title track, Days Gone By, is, like, retro 80s synth pop, and they kind of like delve into 80s rock in like the rest of the album. I'm not trying to read all these, I'm just like, okay, except for Hurt Road and Beautiful Feeling. Yeah, Headache, Want to Warn You, So Cool, and what is this last one? Marathon? Okay, Marathon, not so much, but they all have like an 80s vibe to it. So everything came together to form like this one perfect album. Like this is my favorite album by D6. I will not deny. Like these Remember Us, Youth Part 2. I don't think it like this album is for everybody, but if anyone asked me like which one was my favorite album, I would say Remember Us. Definitely. So love that. So Remember Us gets 40, which is 4 marks. Because we stand. Okay, next one, Book of Lust, Gravity. Packaging, 10 out of 10, I fucking love this. Like, basically, it's like a hardcover book with, of course, like the photo cards and everything slot in, but like, it's like, it holds it well enough so that like, the extra goodies won't fall out. The disc is all the way at the back, although they don't have the little indent to make sure that the disc doesn't get scratched. It's like actually quite okay because it's like covered by like a very sturdy piece of paper, I will not deny. But overall everything is like a book. Pages are like a glossy matte kind of thing. Yeah, I really like the packaging for this because this and Entropy
Yeah, same kind of like packaging, which is like really good. I like it a lot. I don't feel like I have to be too careful with this, like it's gonna tear or anything. Yeah, this is good packaging. Like Big Hit, you have money now, so please do this, you know, like don't give me this kind of like nonsense, like flimsy paper. But then again, environmental things. So concept wise, this was not my favorite. I will not deny. They did have like, I don't know. Okay, the more colorful one, I can't remember. But anyway, like the more colorful one, if you look up like the versions, like there is one that looks like space and there's one that's like just like color on the front. The more colorful one is definitely a lot prettier in terms of concept. Like it's a whitewash, you know, and like it feels more youthful. Though Sungjin dresses a bit like an old man, I don't know why. Okay, yeah, they have like old man vibes in this one. I don't know why. This is supposed to be a very youthful album, like supposed to be like a new era, and like you're wearing like, and they look, I don't even know what the fuck is a roll up on the jeans one pillow. But yeah, the space one, I don't like it because quality of pictures isn't very great and all of them are like super whitewashed. I did not like this album at all, like in terms of like the pictures used, like they look very shiny and like unreal, and I don't like that. So concept wise, I would give it like a 5. It is saved by the colored one. Songs, 10 out of 10. Why do I even hesitate? Cohesion, I don't think this one's like really good. I think I'll give this one a 5. I don't think like the concept suits the songs very well. Yeah, I think when putting together like the photo book and everything, it felt a bit rushed, so I'm giving it 5. So this one Gravity gets 30. I don't have any more albums. I did this in an hour and a half. So our lowest score is Mod 7 with a score of 16. We have a perfect score, 40 out of 40 with Remember Us. Yeah, all the hardcover ones are averaging around like 20, 25 maybe, because the Faisal's albums like really rolled out with like their 30s, because those were really good. They had like really good cohesive albums. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm currently waiting for my Day 6 albums to arrive, The Book of Us, The Demon. Yeah, I'm gonna promote them for they have a song called Zombie, which I think will kind of perfectly sum up like how everyone has been feeling this during this like quarantine and everything, you know, kind of just like living day by day but not feeling like there's any meaning to your life. Of course, it's not just a song for quarantine. I think everyone has felt like insignificant and a bit meaningless in their lives, and the demon album is, I don't know, I think I'm just very drawn to sad things, which is why I really like this album. But like, it does a very good job of expressing insecurities and how like the inner demon can like ruin like even like the best of things for us. So yeah. I might do another review of the Demon album when it comes. I'm very excited. I heard that like, or at least like from what I've seen from like teaser pictures, is that it's gonna be like another hardcover book, but with like a proper like book cover as well. Like it's supposed to look a bit like a diary or like a literature book, and the concept pictures look like really pretty. So I am very excited to see like what they have done with that. Yeah. Once again, I'm very sorry for not posting a lot, but I hope that this audio can kind of make it up for that. I would like to do like some building of houses in like The Sims 4 while recording, but one of the things I realized is that I get distracted very easily when I'm building houses. Like, it's like I'll be talking about one thing and then I'll get distracted by like the bad selection of like fences or like the bad swatches that we have in The Sims. Like, it's horrible. But yeah, I don't know if there's anything that you think I could like kind of like review with quotation marks, like, do let me know. Just like a couple of hours ago, I did like a Lenormand reading for one of my friends and I thought it was really fun, so I might revisit that again someday. Yeah, but yeah, I hope you were amused by my badly done and very biased reviews of my albums. And you know, hopefully I could take your mind off some of the more like negative things that are happening in our world right now, you know, even if it's just for like an hour and a half. Yeah, just kind of like, I hope like this is a place where you can kind of just like forget about your problems for a little while, you know, and kind of just like unwind and everything. This was therapeutic for me as well, but now I have enough ideas of what to do, so I'm screwed. Okay, so yeah, okay, bye, have a good day or good night wherever you're at. Bye bye.